Lynn, your best-known play, Intimate Apparel, has been a Trinity rep for the past weeks. It's about an African-American woman in 1905 New York. She's making a life for herself as a seamstress, which allows her to travel through different levels of New York society. We catch up with her just as she meets a man and works to start a life with him and open her own beauty parlor. What inspired you to write this play?
Well, Intimate Apparel is very near and dear to my heart. I began working on it, the play, after my mother died and my grandmother subsequently developed senile dementia. And in the process of cleaning out my grandmother's house, I found a picture of my great-grandmother, and I realized that there was absolutely no one in this world who could answer any questions about who she was. All I knew is that she was a seamstress. She had come to New York at the turn of the century. And so the play is really my journey to try and find who was my great-grandmother. What would it have been like for a woman, an African-American woman at the turn of the century, who was clearly very talented, to sort of navigate the social structures of society.
In the off-Broadway debut of your play in 2004, starred Viola Davis. She's a former resident of Central Falls, and you went to Brown, and there's a nice connection there.
Oh, I love Viola Davis, and when I was beginning to write this play, I very much had her voice in my head as I was searching for the voice of Esther. I had first encountered her work when I saw a play by Tulani Davis called Everybody's Ruby, and I thought, who is this woman? She's an acting machine. And so I did two productions before Viola did the part, but I always heard Viola, and when she finally spoke the words of Esther, I'm like, okay, she's home.
So, Lynn Nottage, author of Intimate Apparel, let's explore the landscape of modern playwrights. Starting with the world of theater, what are the opportunities for playwrights these days, and what are the difficulties?
Well, I think for playwrights, particularly emerging playwrights, it's sort of the best of times and the worst of times. I think that there are many more opportunities, certainly for young playwrights in the landscape than were there when I was young. The more theaters are thinking about how can they support an emerging playwright by giving them early commissions or residency programs, such as they have at Arena Stage, where they pay a playwright a salary and they're in residence for 3 years, which I think is wonderful. But on the reverse side, I think that fewer emerging plays are being produced just because of the economics of theater. I think fewer and fewer theaters are taking a chance on new work just because it's getting harder and harder to get people into the seats of the theater. And so as a result, they're going with the tried and true.
As television production gets more sophisticated, we're seeing writers such as Bo Willimon moving from plays to writing productions for Netflix, as he did for House of Cards. Is this a great leap for playwrights? Is it something you're interested in or have been offered?
I think it's a natural progression for playwrights to sort of move into this new realm, because I think that as the opportunities shrink, that writers are looking for ways to tell stories and more expansive ways to tell stories, and I think that television is only going to get better, and with the emergence of playwrights there, and I think that the better it gets, the more and more of us will be writing for TV, and I'm certainly interested. I have done it in the past, and I hope to return some point.
What does this mean for the future of the theater, that TV and film are so much options these days?
You know, I think everyone's always looking to bury theater, and the fact is theater will continue to exist because I think that it does something that film and television can't do, which is give the audience a communal experience. I think that audiences will always crave to be in a room with other people sitting shoulder to shoulder and having a communal experience. I don't think that that will be killed by film or television.
There are regional theaters across the country, such as Trinity Rep, such as the Arena Stage in Washington with the American Voices New Play Institute, that are trying to help the spawning of new works. Is this making a difference, do you think?
I think that a lot of those programs are really new, so we'll see what their impact are. I think that there have been a number of theaters throughout the country who've been sort of seminal in nurturing new voices, not just Arena, not just Trinity. You know, I think of the Pacific Playwrights Festival at South Coast Rep and the Actors Theater of Louisville. And I think that the more and more that theaters can nurture young writers' voices, not just young writers, I think mid-career writers' voices, the better. And also the more theaters can create sustainable opportunities for writers, because I think that the difficulty we have is not getting produced, but it's sustaining a career in theater, because very often you have a play produced and it won't be for another 5 years until you get another play produced, and you have to sort of go off and do things like television or temp.
Right, television or temp.
Those are sort of like the writers. It's television or temping. Those are the two sort of.
Well, moving on to Broadway, we used to have original musicals: Oklahoma, South Pacific, West Side Story, Cats, Rent. Now you have musicals based on movies like Legally Blonde or Little Miss Sunshine. Is this encroachment of pop culture into the theater? Is this the new reality?
I think it's a new reality, and I think it's really unfortunate. I think that, unfortunately, Hollywood, as the films are not generating as much money, they're turning to Broadway, because Broadway, if something successful, gives a very big return. Mm-hmm. So you have now the Hollywood model on Broadway, in which writers are being asked to adapt material and not come up necessarily with original work, and I fear that it's going to kill creativity. You know, because I think what is the definition of creativity? It's sort of going outside of the borders, going beyond the unknown, and what's happening is that we keep sort of revisiting the same territory.
So, Lynn Nottage, you graduated from Brown University and Yale School of Drama. What advice do you have for students studying to write?
Well, I think that many people, when they come out of writing programs or they begin writing, think that it's going to happen immediately. That writing really is a process of exploring craft, and it's also a battle of attrition, is that you have to spend time nurturing it.
A battle of attrition. In other words, it just gets so difficult, so penurious, that you move on to something else?
Exactly. I think that it usually takes at least 10 years to strike any kind of oil in this business. And many people sort of give up before then.
Well, Lynn Nottage, playwright of such works as Intimate Apparel and Ruined, graduate of Brown University, thank you so much for sitting with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.